Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan from Mankato, preseason style. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and the player is Brian Robison, defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings in his eighth year from Texas with Mike Zimmer and George Edwards. Mike Zimmer, head coach, George Edwards, defensive coordinator, and really Andre Patterson is your line coach. A lot of change this offseason. Anything different for you? What have you noticed different?
You know, I think the practices, we were just discussing that the practices are a little bit different. You know, they don't tend to be as long, but we get probably more work in than we have in years past. So that's obviously a big difference. But, I mean, just their aggressive style. I mean, that is really the one thing that is so much different about this defense, their passion for the game, which is really good for boosting players' morale.
I know you're a very prideful individual, not only in your game, but the team and the defense. With the way the defense fell off a little bit last year, what's your overview of how you think it's going to be this year?
Well, it can't be worse. I mean, I know that much. It should be good. I really believe that. And, you know, we go into training camp every year, and everybody has high expectations, and you get into the season. And I believe we have a chance to be a very good defense in this league this year. We're going to try to get back to that top 10 defense type deal that we were before, and I believe we have an opportunity to do it if keep guys working the way they are.
How important is position flexibility or cross-training to Zimmer and Edwards? And what I mean is Anthony Barr's played linebacker. He's played defensive end. I saw Captain Munnerlin play some safety at minicamp. I saw you stand up as a middle linebacker and drop into coverage. It seems like he wants to put a lot of different people in a lot of spots.
Well, I think a lot of that comes down to, you know, teams start scheming you throughout the season. You throw a different wrinkle at them, and it throws them off guard. And that's really what his defense is about, is keeping offenses off balance, not being able to scheme you and not knowing what's going on. And if you can do that, the more you can do in this type of defense, the better off you're going to be when it comes to win column.
And they add Linval Joseph, a defensive tackle from the Giants, Corey Wooten, a defensive end from the Bears. What's Linval like? How do you think he'll play?
You know, he reminds me a lot of Pat. Obviously a little bit taller, but he's a guy that can run. He's a big physical stature in the middle there that can hold up against those double teams. And if he's able to do that, you know, teams are going to have to double team him in order to take care of him, which, you know, leaves a lot more single blocks for the rest of the defense.
Which quarterback in this division do you like to sack most and why? Rodgers, Cutler, or Stafford?
Or a combination of all three of them.
At least three times, right?
Yes, I like to get at least three sacks, one on each of them at least.
You being a left defensive end, you've worked basically all of your career, the majority of your career, against Phil Loadholt, who legitimately has become one of the best right tackles in the NFL, hasn't he?
Absolutely. I believe that he's just every single year he seems to get better and better. And his run blocking has really become a key point to his game. And his pass blocking has become really well, too. He gives you that set that's almost like a gray area every time. You don't know whether to bull him, whether to speed rush him, or anything like that, and that keeps defensive ends off guard a little bit.
Does this have the opportunity to be the most aggressive attacking Vikings defense you've seen during your career?
There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't think we've been this aggressive on defense in a long time. And you know, it really seems like one of those deals where if we get an opportunity to get an offense into a one-dimension offense, what we talk about, stopping the run all the time, getting them into that passing game, if we do that, I have a feeling offenses aren't going to know what's coming at them.